This is More Than Construction, a Journey Group podcast about building community. Hello and welcome back to More Than Construction. I'm Nathan Walter alongside Aaron Eich and three other men from Journey. And today's episode is going to focus a little less on Journey Group as a company and a little more on the personal journeys of these men, specifically as it relates to community involvement. I was going to make a joke about trapping four construction workers in a room and asking them to talk about their personal lives, but we already kind of talked about that before we started recording. I'm actually really excited about this episode. I think it's going to be great. I'm excited for this conversation. Each of you are very intentionally involved in your communities outside of work in unique ways. And this is our chance to talk about that and talk about your motivation behind that. So I'm sitting here with Aaron Eich, as well as Joe Niewoehner, Senior PM. Welcome back to the show. Jake Brugget, a Superintendent for Journey Construction, and Dave Van Nieuwenhuizen, Director of Business Development. Thanks for joining us on the show, guys.
Glad to be here.
Hey, this is going to be fun.
I didn't think anybody was going to say anything.
Radio silence.
Like I said. No joke needed. So I want to address the elephant in the room right away. And that is, it's really awkward to talk about yourself and your service to the community, because the last thing a genuinely servant-hearted person wants to do is brag about their service. So just to clear the air, both for the sake of our conversation and for those listening, that's not why we're recording this episode. I hope that would be clear. But this podcast exists to highlight the ways that our people are positively impacting individuals and building community beyond just the construction services that we offer as a company. And that's what we want to do today on this episode too. I want to give each of you a chance to share about some aspects of our community that you're passionate about, share why you're passionate about them, and then also give listeners the opportunity to partner with you and get involved themselves. So Dave and Jake, you're new to the show. Why don't you introduce yourselves and then tell us why community involvement is important to you?
All right, I guess I'll go first. Dave Van Nieuwenhuizen, I am the Director of Business Development for Journey Construction. My journey really starts way back when I first moved to Sioux Falls, and understanding that to be a leader in the community, you had to get involved. And it really took kind of that mentality or that aspect that I put on my own shoulders and really wanted to get involved in some things outside of the office. And so, you know, my training is as an architect. I've worked in and out of architecture and construction my entire career, kind of weaved this path. And so what I tried to do was start really simple and involve my kids. It started with junior achievement, actually.
Nice.
And so I volunteered for junior achievement, and I always tried to do third grade because they always talked about zoning and construction. but that's kind of how it started. And it just, when you get involved, it just becomes easy.
Yeah.
I think most of the time it's about you kind of hold yourself back rather than opening your heart up, opening your persona up, and just kind of get out there and get involved. And so I did like 15 different years of junior achievement.
Wow.
And then that led to another connection and another connection and another connection, and was president of AIA South Dakota for 2 years.
Nice.
In 2014 and 2015. And really, I wanted to get involved in AIA because if I want to see something change, I got to be involved and I got to be part of that change. So that's kind of my whole thought process and being involved in the community.
Yeah. Love that. What about you, Jake?
Jake Brugget, Superintendent, Journey Construction. I'll say my community involvement's a lot less than Dave's experience. You know, I'd say I'm, you know, pretty early on in kind of my journey in the community involvement. You know, with that said, I think, you know, I've been with Journey here coming up on 7 years now.
Yeah.
And just being with Journey has kind of opened my eyes to some of the opportunities with community involvement, whether that's the banquet, serving the banquet, yeah, or the backpack program with Feeding South Dakota, United Way.
Yeah.
Now I'm a relatively new dad. You know, I have a 16-month-old son. Really the biggest thing for me and becoming more passionate about is the youth in South Dakota. And
yeah,
really starting with United Way, what kind of opened my eyes is, you know, we get all these books mailed to our house and yeah. you flip them over and they say United Way on them. It's like, okay, so everything that we hear from, you know, Joe and the United Way team is, you know, this touches more people than you really would expect.
Absolutely.
And myself included. So seeing that has kind of really pushed me to try to find more things to be involved in, trying to, you know, make a better effort in, you know, making it to those things like the banquet and Feeding South Dakota and a focus on trying to affect the youth in the area. So
yeah, it's amazing how having kids changes your perspective on your influence on their friends.
For sure.
Definitely. Joe and Aaron, what about you guys? Why is community involvement important to you guys?
I think there's a couple reasons. I kind of got my journey started the same way as Dave, starting in junior achievement. And I originally did it just to kind of develop some of my presentation and professional skills.
Yeah.
And it evolved into really seeing the impact that you can make on kids. And now I'm starting to follow my son up through the grades as well. Being able to experience that with them is really great. I think the other thing is what I've found with being involved in the community or volunteering for things is it's really good for your mental health. And I think you can find that it's very rewarding, you know, being involved in the United Way and seeing how all of our employees are contributing to it and making an impact. It's really kind of almost a rush. You know, and to be able to see that makes you very proud of who you work with and the people you surround yourself with.
Big time. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely ditto to what Joe said on the mental health, you know, just giving back in general. I'd say my main involvement is with Boys and Girls Club, been on their board for, I think, 4.5 years now. The nice thing about, you know, Journey Group really pushing community involvement, building on our mission of being involved in the community, is Journey allowing us the time to do these things, to be involved in community. You know, there's never a question on the timing aspect of being able to do all that stuff from an office perspective, from a field perspective. If anybody wants to be involved and donate their time and their minds and their dollars, we're going to let you. And that's a good thing. It's pushed from the top down, bottom up on community involvement.
Yeah.
We always want to see that progressing within our business.
That's really cool. Yeah, I love that. We'll talk about that more. I want to remember to talk about that towards the end. Because yeah, that's a really good point. So each of you kind of mentioned the different organizations that you're involved in, but I want to talk about specifically your involvement in those organizations. What does that look like? What roles, responsibilities, day-to-day do you have in your various service opportunities?
I could probably start, you know, with the Boys and Girls Club. It's pretty heavily involved board, also on their operations committee. You know, there's several committees within the board. I'd say the board is pretty heavily involved in the whole operations of the Boys and Girls Club of the Sinnoh Empire.
Yeah.
So definitely from a timing aspect, it takes a lot of time. It's good. It's been a great way to see the interaction with other partners in the community, how the Boys and Girls Club actually collaborates with other nonprofits. You know, some of the other ones like Jacob had mentioned, you know, the Feeding South Dakota, you know, we try as a company to set up times when multiple people go at one time to help that out. So it's more of a, you know, every few months thing.
Yeah.
So
it's good.
Yeah, I would say, you know, with the Red Cross, it's a monthly, one meeting a month commitment. But then also I chair the Biomed Committee. So we meet every couple months. And that involves at some point in the year trying to coordinate a board-sponsored blood drive. And so there's some heavy involvement there, just trying to help get that organized. With the United Way campaign drive every year, that's really starts in the summer every year. We start to pull our committee together and then kind of build on that until the United Way kickoff, which usually occurs in September. And then we go out and do our campaign. And there's quite a bit of time and energy put into that. And we go out and meet with almost every employee within the company at their job sites and try to help communicate what United Way is about, how it impacts our community. And we've been really fortunate to see really positive impacts through the last 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch too.
I think for me, one of the things that I learned way early on is trying to marry up the things that I want to invest my extra time and my energy and my own personal resources into those organizations that you really have a passion for. Like I feel like I'm making a difference.
Yeah.
being on the Zoning Board of Adjustments relates to our profession, kind of gets you out there, gets you exposed, gets you in front of people, and helps guide some things for homeowners or businesses that are just kind of struggling with an issue on their site or whatever. The same applies to like the Building Code Board of Appeals that I was on, and now I'm going to be on that again. It's one of those things where you kind of have that camaraderie with other people that have like interests.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of cool. Like you're advancing some things together. You're not alone.
Yeah.
And so I think it's really just finding those passion areas that you're going to feel like your time is worth it, your involvement is worth it, and you're going to see some fruit at the end of that. So,
I think Dave hit the nail on the head there to make sure you're passionate about it. You know, I think a lot of people that are thinking about getting more involved in the community are just out there kind of looking. But I think you got to have it in your head, like you need to make sure that you're passionate in whatever area it is. Otherwise, you're going to lose some interest. So definitely seek something out that fits you.
Yeah.
You know, I can't remember the website, but there is a local nonprofit list that you can view that posts like opportunities, you know, if they're looking for board members, if they're looking for other ways to help. There's websites out there to basically research that and figure out options and read more about other nonprofits or companies that you can get involved with. Same with the city. I know the city has a website with all their different ways that you can join.
Yeah, that would be really helpful. That's great.
Kind of continue on what, you know, Dave and Aaron said too, like if it's something you're passionate about, it's easy to give your time up.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's something you feel strongly about. The time passes quickly usually. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to spend quite a bit of time with, you know, the Brandon Valley Baseball Association.
Yeah.
With, like, you know, some of the camps and stuff for some of the younger kids. A lot of the times those camps are, you know, little to no cost to a lot of the families. So you end up seeing some of the kids that maybe are from a more needy family. And looking at it now, you know, as I've kind of matured, is, you know, not only is it an opportunity to, you know, get these kids out of the house, get them involved in a sport, you know, again, maybe a more needy family. A lot of times the baseball association is providing them, you know, a glove and a bat or whatever they need that they might not have at home. But it's also an opportunity for, you know, mom and dad or single moms and dads to have a place for their son or whatever to go. And, and you know, and an opportunity for them to then go take care of some of the things that they need to take care of too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That was always really rewarding for me. I have a passion for baseball specifically, but to see those kids develop even in a weekend and then hopefully continue a passion for a sport and continue on that is really cool to see too. So
absolutely. That is very cool. I love that. So I liked what you said, Dave, at the beginning about how most people's hang up is just in their own head, you know, about community service. And I think one of the things that psychs people out a little bit is the time investment. Where am I going to find the time to do this? As you guys look at your lives being committed to these service opportunities, how does it feel on this side of that internal debate? Do you feel that pull for your time? Does the passion for it just outweigh it? What's that dynamic like going through your day?
I think if it's something you're passionate about, it really isn't, it doesn't take any additional energy or time. You're going to find time to do it. And I think that's why it is so important to find something that you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
I think it really comes down to, for me, if I was involved in something that either I could see it benefiting the community or benefiting the profession, it was easy to do.
Hmm.
Or the really easy one to do is I'm going to get involved with whatever my kids are in, you know?
Yeah.
And so looking beyond just my own kid, but like getting involved in some teaching or some instruction at church or something like that, you just see these kids grow and blossom and become young adults. And that's kind of fun. So that's what kind of gets me going. And I think we had to have a little bit of a pact in our house that maybe I was more involved in the community and my wife stayed home and kind of took care of kids.
Yeah.
Or when she was involved in the community, then I had to be able to be home. Can't always hand them off to a grandparent or something.
Yeah.
So you just got to find that balance, I really think.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's different for everyone.
I think a lot of the things too, the opportunities that are out there for someone that maybe is hung up on a time commitment, there's a lot of things out there that you can do that aren't a big time commitment.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's an hour, you know, every few months or whatever it is. But as far as that goes, I think any involvement's better than none.
Yeah.
And there's certainly a need out there, whether it's once a month, once a, you know, every 6 months, whatever it is, there's still a need there in a lot of places, you know, for people to, you know, fill a spot and help out even short term. Yeah. So
I think the other thing to remember too, is you'll meet individuals from other businesses that can maybe help you with other things that are taking more of your time. You know, you, there's a lot of people from different industries that bring different knowledge, and you see different things and how companies handle things. You get ideas that you bring back that can help you out in other areas.
Yeah.
So there can be an offset to that.
That's a really great point. Yeah. And this is a great segue into what you mentioned previously, Aaron, about Journey helping with some of that time commitment. How have you seen Journey Group encouraging you guys to be involved in your community? In what ways does Journey as a company enable you to do that, encourage you to do that, provide opportunities to do that sort of thing?
You know, I'd say we see it from a leadership perspective. We see others involved in the community. When an individual wants to get more involved, it's never questioned.
Yeah.
It's promoted. And any, you know, if you have board meetings, committee meetings, what have you, you know, I believe they kind of take precedence in your schedule too, because those are, you know, once, twice a month, and that those meetings can't be modified around your schedule because they're trying to fit into a bunch of people's schedules. So I don't, it's never frowned upon. It's always leadership is pushing us to be more involved every day.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think another thing they've done is, for example, like Junior Achievement, they'll bring in a representative from Junior Achievement to speak to the folks in our office.
Yeah.
And just share what it's about and provide opportunities to sign up and be a part of it.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool, actually. Yeah, I got to see that in action for the first time this year. And I was like, wow, that was really cool when we just kind of got to listen to her story and how it actually works and what the involvement looks like, what your time commitment looks like, how much energy you personally have to put into it, or most of the time it's not as much as you think.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty easy to give an hour every other week or once a month or something like that. And it's not going to cut into too much. So
I think the biggest way they promote it is just, I mean, it's our mission statement.
Yeah.
You know, positively impacting lives by building community. I mean, if that doesn't say be involved in the community and volunteer and be a part of it, then I'm not sure, you know, what else there is.
Yeah.
So
yeah, exactly. Well, guys, believe it or not, we are out of time. There was no shortage of conversation here, despite being a bunch of construction guys trapped in a room talking about our personal lives. So thank you for coming in, for sharing your personal experience with us today. And thanks for your example as well in community involvement. It extends beyond your example here in the office, but out into our community. So I really appreciate that. Before we just wrap up, the last thing I want to talk about really briefly is action items for anyone listening. Like if someone has heard this and they're like, you know what, Joe inspired me, I want to get involved in my community, what would you say is the best way to do that? Are there resources? Are there people, websites like you were talking about, Aaron, or even specifically organizations that you would encourage as a good first step to start on the community involvement journey?
I would say start simple. Like, don't try to overdo it. Find something that you are passionate in, figure out what that is, and really pursue that. And before you know it, you're going to have other opportunities just kind of fall in your lap. If you start simple, it's one of those things you actually look forward to.
Yeah.
So start simple, ask other people that are in your little circle of influence, you know, what are you involved in? And maybe they'll help guide or direct you to an organization. Someone in the office came and asked me, you know, I really want to get involved in the community. And my first question was, well, what are you passionate about?
Yeah.
And secondly, how much time can you commit?
Yeah.
And in the end, I hooked him up with a friend of mine that was on the Volunteers of America board. And now he's on the Volunteers of America board.
Perfect.
And he really just wanted to give back to kids that are in need. Hmm. So, cool. Yeah, it's that kind of thing. Just ask your network of people.
Awesome. Well, this has been a great discussion. Thank you again for being on the show. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Please remember to follow and share this podcast. That helps us and it helps you stay up to date on new episodes that come out. Journey Group's mission, like Joe said, is to positively impact lives by building community. And we love when our people take that mission out beyond Journey Group into their personal lives and circles. So join us again next time as we continue to explore what it means to do more than construction. Thanks for listening.